Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Well, we're looking forward to Farm Progress Show. That's coming up in Decatur, Illinois in just a matter of days now. Cindy and our daughter Carly and myself will be there for the duration. And, of course, you'll be able to read all about it and see pictures and listen to interviews from the stories that we find on location there on agwire.com. This week on the program, we're going to talk about, we've kind of been talking about it a lot, it seems like, lately, how farmers are using new media and their mobile phones in particular. And with me, I have Joel Jaeger with Commodity Update. Now, Commodity Update is the company that does the back end for distribution of AgWired Mobile, which as of today has been kind of reconfigured to distribute the news stories that we post onto AgWired.com. So you'll now be able to have the opportunity, if you subscribe to AgWired Mobile, to get those posts on your phone, maybe even before you have a chance to visit the website to see them. And I hope you take the opportunity to try it out and hope you like it. So, Joel, thanks for being with me this week.
You got it, Chuck. Good to speak with you and glad that you're back from your deathbed anyway.
And I hate to say it, but it kind of felt that way a little bit at times there. But yeah, that's all behind me now, thank goodness. What triggered the idea to talk to you was in part the fact that we now have reconfigured how we're distributing information through AgWire Mobile and using Commodity Update, but also because we've seen so many different kind of new studies come out that are showing how farmers in particular are using the internet and their cell phones in particular. And that is all the way from the National Ag Statistics Service and their every 2-year study of how farmers are using computers and the internet to advertising agencies like Nicholson Kovac that just came out with a survey of large acreage corn and soybean growers that really got down into some detail, especially on the mobile phone side. And I think for our customers, yours and mine, this is providing some good information to help them better evaluate their ROI if they want to invest in these things, right?
You know, it's been certainly an interesting set of information. I had the opportunity to actually sit down with a number of the NAS people. I was a guest of the Osborne and Barr Agency, who's their agency of record, I believe, and had the chance to sit down with some of those folks from NAS in St. Louis here some months ago, and was interesting to hear some of the thoughts that they had as they compile some of the data that was in the survey that you mentioned. So, yes, certainly mobile phone usage and internet usage in the quote-unquote high-speed arena is on the uptick. And just very recently, I have seen the Nicholson Kovac study that you referred to, and hats off to those folks. I thought it was a nice piece of research and good to see some empirical data coming out of what heretofore has been termed a little bit of a niche marketplace, if you will, but maybe, as their study suggests, is becoming more and more mainstream, as you and I really see every day.
Well, the thing that got me out of that study in particular was really the fact that when they talked to these farmers that, you know, about half of these, and these are like 1,500 acre plus corn and soybean growers, you know, almost half of them are sending and receiving, you know, 5 text messages, maybe more a day. And that suggests that they're very open to getting information and using it as a communication mechanism. Of course, you know, through Twitter and other social networking sites, I am seeing a growing number of farmers participating there, and they even say in their tweets that they're using their phones to do this. So, you know, for Commodity Update, which, you know, you really, I think, kind of pioneered the idea of delivering market prices and reports to a cell phone, this does help validate, I think, the value of a company saying, you know, we might want to get involved in that.
Well, anytime you hear it straight from the farmer, Chuck, I think it's relevant. And frankly, I received, after the study that you referred to came out, I got four or five emails probably within 30 minutes of the press release coming out saying, can you believe this? Look at these numbers in terms of text messaging usage. And candidly, my response was, you bet I can believe it. It's, for better or worse, what we do every day, and we really think a lot of those folks that were responding are probably people that are receiving some of the information that we send out. And we, while we're a small player in the overall agricultural marketing environment, we send, a couple million text messages a month to farmers and ranchers across the country. So it was no huge surprise to me personally. The level at which those folks were consuming data through that medium. The perspective that I've always had, and you and I have talked about this in the past, is that those kinds of operators, in my opinion, that type of information that they're receiving in the form of a text message, the reason that that's so palatable to them, in my opinion at least, is it very much fits with their attention span. You and I are busy, and the kinds of people that are your audience are very busy, but tend to be behind a computer perhaps more than a particular farmer or rancher might be. And so from that perspective, the cellular phone really is the lifeline for those kinds of people. It's how they communicate with their local dealerships when they need crop inputs replacement parts for equipment or even their agronomic advisors and things of that nature. So we've seen a real growing trend for more kinds of information than just the standard or staple market information that we started with, into all kinds of different types of information that folks are consuming through that 160-character bit of information.
Can you describe the opportunities that you think exist for marketers in using, working with a company like yours or ours in terms of getting a message out to an audience of members or customers, and how price efficient that might be, cost effective, for the investment they're making using the mechanisms we have?
Well, the nice thing about the text medium in particular, which is where we spend a lot of our time, but it's really not altogether different if you'd even look at an iPhone application on the other end of the spectrum from a technology perspective. The nice thing about it is that the good folks at the large carriers have implemented an awful lot of the infrastructure that's required to deliver that information. I mean, one of the things that is a real asset from our perspective as a company is the relationships that we've got with the various carriers across the United States, because we, in effect, are a guest on their network, and they've laid the bandwidth that allows us all to reach their customers, whether that's by voice or text or an internet connection through the phone. So in response to the first part of your question, I think, I'm the most biased guy in the room, to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. To a person with a cell phone, they look like somebody we can send text messages to. But the flip side of that is, and I always say in working with the customers that we work with, it's not that the text messaging medium, by way of example, is the end-all be-all. What it is in many circumstances is a very efficient and very direct way that marketers can interact with their customers, but not only as a singular touch point, but by knitting together different media properties that they already engage themselves with. So if you look at a print ad, by way of example, or if you look at a campaign that a company's already doing on the internet, or maybe it's even at a show like you're going to next week, the Farm Progress Show, the text medium, because it flows through the cell phone that the farmer has, literally in their pocket or on their hip probably 20 hours out of the day, provides that ability that's unique, I think, to a lot of different mediums in terms of the ability to, like I said, connect those different advertising properties, those different messages that are trying to be conveyed to the farmer, mm-hmm. And do that in such a way that's very direct, very timely, to your point, very cost efficient. But more than that, in alluding to the study that you referred to yesterday, or just a minute ago, the ability to interact bidirectionally, so not only receive information on the phone, but to respond back, to request additional information, Those are the kinds of things that we're starting to see turn the corner, where it used to be the farmer was fine receiving information to his cell phone, but was much less apt to be comfortable replying back to that kind of information that he's receiving.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a couple stories today that I may actually do a post on AgWired about, because it talks about the significantly high percentage of marketers, this is not ag, by the way, who are using or planning to employ some forms of social media communication strategies. But really the biggest challenge they have, and for the ones who have said that they don't plan to, their main reason is, how do we measure the effectiveness of this? How do we know this actually works, you know? And I guess that is a challenge, because what we do is very measurable. We know, you know, who is, like in your case, you actually probably know exactly who is receiving the text that you're delivering it to. Now, you can't guarantee they actually read it, but it is being delivered. We can give a lot of measurements, but how does that convert to, we sold, you know, more product, for example, or that kind of thing? And so I know that that's been a challenge. Do you see that on the text messaging side, as, you know, talking to companies that they aren't sure how they know that this is worth what they might invest in it?
I think that's always an issue, and no different in terms of information going to a cell phone than to a television screen or a computer monitor from that perspective. The nice thing about information delivered as we do at Commodity Update to a cell phone is, to your point, it is very measurable. Just by way of example, we did basically a call to action here recently with a large section of our customers. About 10,000 farmers received a message basically asking them if they wanted to register to receive another type of information that we were going to be sending to phones. And the interesting thing to me in terms of a response rate and a measurement vehicle is we got back about a 25% response rate, which I thought was reasonably good and not terribly different than what you might expect in the consumer marketplace as it relates to a text messaging campaign. But what really caught my attention, and frankly it was a customer of ours in a marketing communications area that pointed this out to me, was the rate at which those responses happened. We had, of the 25% of people roughly that responded, we had upwards of 45% of them that responded inside of a five-minute window, and nearly 75% of those responders inside of a 30-minute window. So we're all competing in a marketplace of a situation where we don't necessarily have more time. And so the expediency of getting some feedback relative to a particular campaign, and then another thing that the text medium offers is really an ability to segment that list, if you will, such that you can test different messages or different calls to action. So if you've got a 1,000 customers on a list at AgWired Mobile, for example, it's very simple to divide that list into five pieces, if you will, and test five different messages such that you can measure those different responses relative to the kind of information that you're sending out.
Well, I'll look forward to 1,000 AgWired Mobile subscribers.
Yeah, I think you'll have that in the next day or so with this new offering, right?
We're definitely going to promote it a little more than we did the first time around, but that was because it was a new... I don't want to say experiment, but we just found that we were really duplicating efforts in terms of information, not all the time, but to enough of an extent that automating that to something that we're already posting that news onto made a lot of sense. And I think this will also guarantee that we distribute more information. That does mean more text messages ultimately, but on the other hand, you know, I would dare say people who would be willing to sign up for text delivered information, at least I hope, probably have a pretty good text plan with their phone, if not unlimited, you know?
Well, the interesting thing, at least from my perspective, as we look at your project, is you will very often going forward be including a link to a larger portion of information than just the 160-character bit of information that's being sent. And your audience, the agri-marketers that I think are AgWired fans and follow the work that you do, very commonly have substantially better bandwidth, for example, or internet connectivity through their cell phone than, for example, a farmer in the sticks of Wyoming might. Mm-hmm. And so that, for that reason, I think the ability to consume that deeper, richer set of information that underlies the snippet headline that's going to come through on AgWired Mobile in the text form, that will be interesting to see. And I frankly, it's a leading indicator from my perspective of what it'll look like in farm country perhaps 3 or 5 years from now as the bandwidth starts to catch up in terms of what mobile phones can do. And that's something that we are cheerleaders for in the background and keep pounding away with what we do every day in the meantime until that bandwidth is there. But it's escalating, certainly, in terms of usage and availability.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with some of the broadband initiatives that are still in the process, we're going to just continue to see that infrastructure grow out in the rural countryside. At least that's our hope. So, well, we probably have hit the main points of what I was kind of hoping to discuss here and present to people, because they're familiar with what AgWired is, maybe what Commodity Update is, but hearing the perspective now that we've had time to do this for a while since we first touched base with each other, we've got a little more experience under our belt, and I invite anybody that's listening to contact me at, you know, they just go to AgWired and you'll find my contact information there. You can email me at chuck@zimcom.biz or go to commodityupdate.com to find you, Joel, because I'm sure that if they've got questions like me, I'm always willing to at least give a little bit of time to try to answer them, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. We're always happy to do that. And you and I have known each other, I think, for 3 years or so. And I will tell you, the environment with what we're doing is a little bit different. I remember when you and I first met, and you were largely doing the same thing, driving around the countryside, Willie Loman style, talking to people about sending, you know, market information to a cell phone. And quite frankly, many of the people that I talked to, you know, looked at me like I was from outer space. My wife still does, for what it's worth, but the kinds of reaction that we see today and the studies that you pointed to kind of underlie it, I wouldn't say that it's necessarily mainstream at this point for a farmer to be doing a lot of things on his cell phone, but it's exponentially more so today than it was 3 years ago, and I think that's going to continue.
Yeah, I think that's the key point. And if you're going to be in agri-marketing or any kind of marketing, it's always nice to be there on the front end, and you know, because your competition's doing it. And like you said, when you were out trying to convince somebody that text messaging was a viable option, and we were doing this with blogs and podcasts and getting people looking at us the same way, like, blog? What in the, you know, what is that, you know? I mean, I don't know how many stories I've done in AgWired now, including today with BASF Plant Sciences just announced a blog for their NutriDense product line. And so you're seeing so many of these companies now embracing this, and they're using all the social mechanisms. And I assume that a lot of them are using text messaging opportunities when they find them, and if they do, hopefully they're calling Commodity Update.
Yeah, an interesting point. I'd forgotten that you work specifically with BASF. I don't, but I'll share with you a story about a product of theirs that we touched indirectly. We work with several seed companies around the country and are fortunate to have great customers, one of whom is Monsanto. And recently, just to use the BASF example that you sent, or that you mentioned, we have a number of their field sales reps, their agronomy people, that registered customers of theirs with Commodity Update. And in addition to sending out information that's pertinent to the commodity markets like we do every day, we've built a mechanism where the agronomist in the field can very literally, you know, as he's scouting someone's field, take notice of something that's relevant to other farmers and send the message out through our system that hits the full range of farmers that he's registered on the system. One of those messages that happened recently was pretty BASF specific. It related to a fungicide application. And so several of the field agronomists, for example, that we work with at Monsanto sent out messages saying basically that the time window, that's a relatively short one for a fungicide application, was basically right now. It was the next 7 to 10 days that a fungicide application needed to happen on those certain fields in a particular place in Iowa, by way of example. And that draws the parallel of how there can be a broad overarching campaign for something like a headline fungicide from a company like BASF that gets communicated through print ads and by television and various different things, including farm shows, at a broad level. But when it came down to the point in time, the very finite window where that application had to be made to make economic sense for the farmer, the ability to communicate really instantaneously to the field that piece of information where an agronomist is saying, hey, right now in the next 7 to 10 days is when that application needs to be made. Contact me if you need help making that decision. That, to me, is the kind of knitting together of an overall message for a company that can take place through the use of these various tools. It's not that one necessarily solves the puzzle. It's that there's sometimes a shotgun for a scatter shot, and there's sometimes a sniper rifle for something that needs to happen very, very quickly.
Right.
So that's an interesting anecdote on a message that went out through our system that was very relevant to a customer of yours.
Well, I have enjoyed the discussion. We probably both need to move on to some other things. So I really appreciate, again, Joel, taking the time to chat. And we'll hopefully keep preaching the word out here and, see if we can, convince some more of these agri-marketers that, there are some new ways to communicate today. And like you said, they don't necessarily replace other things you're doing. They can supplement it and or enhance it is what I like to say.
I frankly don't know that I'm preaching the gospel anymore. We're more of a facilitator than we are a convincer. in meetings that we have, there's a lot of folks that are certainly on board with that point that you made.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you. That's Joel Jaeger with Commodity Update. That's the company that handles the distribution for our AgWired mobile service. And I would encourage anybody to give him a call and talk to him about some ways that he might be able to help you get your message out to your customers or your members as well. Well, that is our Zimcast for this week. And we'll be at Farm Progress Show, like I mentioned, coming up next week. So lots to see and hear there that will be posted on agwired.com. And I hope you have enjoyed it. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.